Philadelphia Mobile. Hey. I heard a DTMF tone, and then I heard the letter A, and that's all I heard. If your wires is turned on, key up and wait for about 3 seconds, and then start talking, and then we'll figure out how to turn wires off. W4DJW.
Hey, Jim, how about it, Dave? You doing okay?
Jim, I haven't talked to you in ages. I guess you just turned your wires off, huh?
Roger, roger. Yep, I figured it out. I've done it before.
Me too. That's the only reason I know about it. I've done it many times myself. Well, how's it going? I haven't heard from you in forever. What you been up to?
Dave, I've been battling a narcotic infection in my lungs for about the last 14 months. Yeah, I worked up at Camp McCall and got a narcotia, which is a mold infection. And I am about 2 weeks away from getting my final CT scan on my lungs. I'm hoping it's going to be clear and they'll release me.
Well, that is sorry to hear, but good to hear that you're right toward the end of it. You certainly wouldn't want to have anything to do with COVID during that time frame, would you?
Negative. That would have been a death blow for me. Yeah, I've been looking at four walls, and I'm about ready to climb up the four walls. So, yep, it has not been good. But, yeah, thank heaven for ham radio. I've done a lot of twiddling and cleaning up in the shack and everything. So, there's some good ham radio guys. N4IQ and ND7J and some of these other guys have helped me do some stuff. So, that's been great.
Well, that's good. I'm glad to hear you were able to keep busy while you were doing that. Just not able to talk too much, huh?
Roger, yeah. The voice is taking a pretty good lick, and so I'm trying to get ready for a RIDI contest this weekend in South Carolina QSO and trying to get a lot of my voice macros going. And the voice is, and you can tell it's taking a pretty good hit. Yeah, I wound up doing IVs in my arm for about 6 months, and then I wound up losing 20 decibels in my left ear, 10 decibels in my right ear, which I'll never get back because of the reaction I had on one of the medicines. This is some real high-powered antibiotics I was on. So. But, yeah, I got with an infectious disease doctor over in Spartburg. Yeah, he pinpointed it pretty quick.
But you found out what it was really quick. Sorry about the loss. Maybe hearing aids will be able to help with that. I think there's somebody else who's coming in there while you were talking. If there's somebody else trying to get in, go ahead, W4DJW.
Hey, Dave, it's just me, W2T Mobile.
Hey, Rusty, that's Jim, KD9JDP. You haven't heard him for ages.
Well, since I last talked to him, but not that long. And hello, Jim.
Hey, Rusty, I hope you're doing well, my friend. I hope you're doing well, for sure.
First COVID shot this morning, and no ill effects from it, not even any soreness. So I guess I'm doing pretty well. And 4 weeks from now, I go back and get the other one. Go ahead, David.
Well, that's good. My wife and I started talking about getting on the waiting list. What she heard is that people that don't show up, they pull a no-show. They can't keep that stuff around. Once it gets so old, they have to throw it out. But you can get on a waiting list, and you don't even have to be 70 to do it. You can be lower than, you know, younger than 70. Get on that waiting list, and instead of throwing it out, they'll call you in there and have you use it. So that's what we were thinking about doing.
I was reading the percentage of waste that we've been throwing away because they get those out and can't use them. So that'd be great to be able to use some of that.
A couple of cancellations at Costco this morning, and they had the dosages out, and they had to use them today. So they were talking to a few people that were in line that if there was somebody who wanted to get in and get that first dose today, they could put them on the list and get them in there. And but they had to know within, you know, a little short amount of time so they could schedule it. So they were several people that were in line, you know, that were just waiting to get through the paperwork part of it. And they allow a couple of them call people. They had other people scheduled to go in for the vacant spots that they came up with this afternoon. So that's what's going on there. And I went in. Took me about 5 minutes, 6 minutes to get the paperwork done. Sat in line. Sat in the chair for a few minutes. Then they took me in, gave me a shot. I sat there for 15 minutes and left. And like I said, no ill effects. So go ahead, Jim.
Gotten both of our shots, so you know, we had no problems whatsoever. Hey guys, I'm gonna sign. I'm fixing to pull in here. I've got to go in to see my neurologist and do a little follow up here on one of my medical things that's going on. So, Dave, take good care. Good to hear you and good to talk to you. Thanks for the short cue. So, Rusty, you take care. K9JDP, be clear with the group. You guys take care and have a good one. 73s.
Good to hear from you, Jim. and now that you're past it, now you're over the hill, don't be a stranger. Good to hear you on the air. W4DJ, go ahead, Rusty.
Yeah, good to hear you, Jim. Good to hear you. Be back with us when you can. And all. So, Dave, what you been up to today?
Well, Dave, and we were waiting. Steve had to go to that somewhere down south, and I was doing some pit tweaking and turning on logs and stuff like that with a multivotor, and I flipped it out in the backyard. So I've been playing around with that, and I decided to stop with that and just back up and go to the airfield. So I'm headed out to the airfield to fly some fixed wings. How about you? What you been up to, Rusty?
Well, like I said, this morning it was I had to go get my shot, and then I ran around to pick up a couple of bearings. I went and picked up another monitor from a guy, and that I'm going to put as a third monitor on my station, where my radio station is, because I've discovered that two screens aren't enough sometimes when you're trying to work multiple things at one time. You need that third screen to pop up there. So anyway, and then I found out I had to order a little piece, which will be in tomorrow, to make it work. And it's just one of those things. So I've been doing a few things at the house, processing some QSL cards that for some awards, and just generally doing things like that. So went out, picked me up some lunch. I decided I wanted Chinese for lunch, so I went out to my favorite Chinese restaurant and got me a to-go order, and now I'm going back to the house.
Not to do out of all the things that I did was eat. So I just took a minute out to eat a sandwich before I left, just so I wouldn't be starving when I got over there. But, you know, I've had the same problem with not having enough desktops. But I don't know if you're aware, but in Windows 10, you can do a Windows tab, hold the Windows key down, hit tab, and it'll bring up a bunch of, a desktop at the top of the screen with a plus sign to the right of it. You can click on it, it'll add you. If you've got two, it'll add you two more. If you've got four, it'll add you two more. You'll have six, and you just keep on doing that. I used to have five of those. Once you set them up, then you can just hold the control key down and the Windows key down, hit your left or right arrow key, and you can scroll to the next pair. So I've usually got 10 desktops, but they're all visualized through two monitors, which, you know, you get too many monitors in there, it gets kind of cluttered. But you can get, you can have 10 or 20 monitors in there, and only, 10 or 20 desktops and only two monitors. It's kind of a handy thing to know. W4DJW.
W2T Mobile. Yeah, I've already tried that out a little bit, but when you're working on the radio, when you're working contests or something like that, or doing something like that, sometimes you actually need that third monitor. And because it's like when I'm trying to call a net and work, or I'm trying to run two different net loggers and also run me a my screen for my RIDI or my PSK or CW whatever, and I need that. It's nice to have that third screen so you can see actually what's going on, other than making everything smaller and smaller and smaller on the two screens you got. Even though one of them is a 32-inch Vizio TV screen, you know.
Yeah, those television screens are pretty big, but their resolution isn't, well, it used to not be any very good. I guess they're a lot better nowadays. I haven't tried that in quite a while. That might be something worth trying. But it used to be that their resolution was so bad that even if the monitor was bigger, everything just got grainy. Couldn't get more. You still didn't have enough more real estate. You just had bigger, but the same quantity of real estate, same number of pixels, just larger. Again, in some cases that helps, right? If the font's too small and it's hard to read.
Well, everything is bigger on the screen. It's an HD TV, so I mean that's not the quality of the quality of the picture on it is wonderful. In fact, it's better than on either of the two monitors I've got, or at least the one of the monitors, because the other one is a little bit newer than the one I've been running. But anyway, it's just you know, you can just squeeze things down so far, and then they get unreadable. And it was like the other day, I had five different apps open on the two screens, and where they were overlapping, they were causing me some problems. So I was able to pick up this other screen for $50. And I get the little device I need. It'll be here tomorrow, and it's $10, and it'll get everything running like I need it. And that'll actually hook up as through a USB connection to the VGA on the back of the screen. And then I won't, and also we'll see what happens. Anyway, Dave, have a good time flying. I've just pulled in the yard. I want to get back inside with my lunch and eat lunch and harass the dog a little bit and see what I can do on the computer this afternoon. We'll talk to you later in D7, W4DJW, W2T. Talk to you later, W2T clear.
All right, Rusty, enjoy your lunch. Good talking to you. Yeah, I know sometimes more real. There's no compromise that can do as good as just having more real estate available in some situations. I get it. I've always had a lot of real estate. I've always needed a lot of real estate. Maybe I'm just wasteful. I don't know. Anyway, good talking to you. Have a good one. Enjoy your lunch. Talk to you later. W2T, W4DJ, W-Mobile.
The flyer, or I guess you headed out. I talked to Steve on the way back from Edgefield about an hour ago, I said, in poor DJC.
Yeah, I headed out to fly, and the wind wasn't too bad when I left the house. I'm looking at the trees, and I don't see them moving around too much, but I was flying in the backyard and tuning and flying and flipped it one time and getting logs and looking at the videos and stuff like that, and I decided it's time to go fly. Go enjoy it for a little while, take a break. It'll be raining all day tomorrow, and there'll be time to analyze logs tomorrow.
It's going to be the last nice day for probably a week, I think, based on the weather forecast. So Steve was, he was boogieing on back. I think he was somewhere around, he got back on 385, I think, by the time I got through talk with him. That was probably 12:30 or so. But I mean, I just came back from outside on the grill. There wasn't a bit of wind. Not any at all.
Out there at the field by now, flying. He's probably in the sky. I'm going out there to join him.
And today?
Just fixed wing. No multi-rotors. Fixed wing only.
When they're flying out there, there's certain areas where you fly multi-rotors, or what's the deal? I mean, they look like a really big flying field to me, but I'm not sure what the rules might be on that.
You know, I haven't encountered anybody that can tell us yet. We thought we saw a second flight line that was for helicopters and multi-rotors, but I think Steve asked somebody. I don't know that he got an answer. But it does look like they've got another place that you can do that. But right now, during the wintertime, I guess there's attendance is kind of low, so you can fly wherever you want.
I've seen some that had, look like they may have certain areas set up for multi-rotors, and some not. I guess it depends on the size of the field and the activity level as well. But of course, you guys are going out there in the middle of the week. There's probably not a lot of people out there anyway, except maybe when the weather really is warm.
That way last night from his house, and said it looked like there were some people out there night flying last night. So I think it's a pretty active club. And we did see the pattern guy out there earlier in the week. He was coming out there. So I think there are some people that fly more than, like at WCRC, you could go out during the week and you could have a half a day or more to yourself. Nobody show up. I think they're a little bit more active here than they were over there.
For sure. It looks at it from the air. It looks like it's a big field. I mean, there's a lot of territory there. And I was looking at one of the five times where I hadn't seen it from there. Ever, I don't guess. And that's a pretty big area, too. I don't know how active that club is. That's not about 20 miles from the house, 18 or so. But to get out to... get out to Camp Rebella. It'd take me about an hour to get out there from here, I think.
Long. That's a long drive. WCRC is a couple... This one's 31 minutes for me, and WCRC was 2 miles further than that. And Foothills is halfway between this one. But there's no utilities or anything there. You're just standing alongside the edge of the runway. So it's kind of primitive, but it's better than, you know, better than not having to fly a field at all.
I looked at that one. I just looked at the fire tower and the Camp Rebella. I don't think I looked at Western. I mean, at the WRC. I can't remember where that. I saw that one. I had a bunch of helicopters going on out there. I'm not sure which one I looked at. I don't think it was Camp Rebella. That looks like the Camp Rebella one. Looks like it's probably the nicest one, at least, yeah, reasonably close by.
Spartanburg, they had all the helicopters lined up in a row. At least that's what I remember last time I was at their website. They had, like, looked like 50 helicopters lined up side by side with the pilots behind each one of them. I haven't been over that club. I've threatened to go over there. I just never have made it over to that one yet. There are a lot of clubs, a lot of radio control airplane clubs. I guess there's a lot of ham radio clubs, too. There's just, with ham radio, it's a communications thing. You can be spread out further.
Handy name. I think a lot of hams are interested in flying radio control stuff. At least that's the way it seemed like after I got my license. It seemed like I ran into more people that are interested in RC flying than an average segment of the population.
Hams that figured out that I can put in a rubber band wound escapement on a rudder on this thing and on this free flight, and it'll turn around and come back to me, and I won't have to go chase them. I bet you anything that was a ham that figured that out.
Probably so. Sometimes we're intrinsically lazy, at least I am. I want to find like the vocabulary adage, why walk when you can ride, why ride when you can sit down, and why sit when you can lay down.
I had a son that used to say that, and so the people that automate the most are the laziest people. They want to do the least, and they learn how to automate so they don't have to do as much, but it winds up being more work. So to automate it than just to do it manually, but then once you get it automated, you don't have to do it anymore. W4DJW, I'm about to turn into the field.
Okay, Dave, talk to you later. You guys have a good afternoon. Tell Steve I said hello. Take it easy, and I'll catch you guys maybe on the return. N4DJC clear.
All right, Jay, I see his plane up in the air flying, so he's out there flying. And I see about 6 cars out there, so maybe 7. So, yeah, there's a lot of people flying out there today. Anyway, take care. Good talking to you. W4DJW clear.